Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Okay. Episode 85.
Shit, 85 na. 15 more episodes, 100 na. No?
Aabot pa ba tayo this year for 100 episodes? Para hindi.
I think so. Kung 15, parang o. Mm-hmm. I think.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Anyway, ito.
Oh.
After two pop culture episodes, balik tayo sa controversy.
Okay.
Controversial episode. And may konting ano rin, people skills, di ba? And etiquette.
Yes.
So the title of this episode is Who Should Pay for Dinner? Question mark. Now, okay. Ito. First question, why are we doing this episode? Siege, ikaw ang napagsabi.
Well, ako yung nagbigay sa'yo ng topic because I mean, sa ating dalawa, ako yata yung mas ma-TikTok. Like, I lurk on TikTok. Sort of part of my job para hindi ako mapag-iwanan. But also, nag-enjoy din naman ako sa panonood ng TikTok. Yun. So, I came across, basta pagbukas ko nung TikTok ko the other day, as in, ano, parang yung FYP ko, lahat sila nagre-react to this quote-unquote influencer and also a podcaster, just so happens, na parang, ano, kasama niya yung tatlo niyang friends, tapos nagtatanungan sila, ano, parang, sino ba dapat nagbabayad sa date? Sabi niya. Tapos sabi niya, teka, ako, una-una ko. Tingin ko, dapat KKB. Tapos he went on, and parang, he sort of citing equality, parang equal daw yun, kasi dapat hati kayo dun sa bill, kasi equal daw kayong mag-enjoy, kasi equal niyo daw makikilala isa't isa. Tapos, it didn't sit well with many people. Including me.
Oo nga.
Including me. It does...
Pansin ko nga, especially you.
Yeah. And it does not help that hindi siya cute. Alam mo yun? Kasi parang, sino ka? Alam mo yun? Parang, sino tong, ano, Jordan Peterson, Ben Shapiro wannabe, diba? Na nag-e-espouse ng... ano ba, archaic ideas of strong men, ek. Tapos, basta anyway, later natin yung pag-uusapan.
Pero sige, get into the details. How would you describe the incident? This happened in Wolfgang BGC, di ba?
No, that's a separate tweet. So, nangyari yung Twitter ganap. This is, I think, the guy is Gen Z. And then I think, meron ding TikTok popular speaker dude na medyo mas matanda. I think older than us naman. Older millennial or maybe young Gen Xer. Na I think he tweeted in reaction to that na parang, ooh, I also want to create this certain conversation. Tapos parang yung tinweet naman niya a day after or maybe 2 days after. Sabi niya, I texted this girl. I asked her on a date and then she replied, okay, sure. Let's go to Wolfgang. Tapos sabi niya, ano, tell me what you think. Tapos yun na, as in, it blew up again. And it, again, triggered me. Yun.
Sige. So, number 3, can we give each other stake on the incident?
Ay, ikaw ba? Ano tingin mo? When I showed you all those two key content that, you know, sort of became a talk online.
Well, ako, to be honest, hindi ako masyadong maka-react sa mga issues ngayon. Including the one in Ateneo that happened on the afternoon of this recording. It's very sad. Kasi I've been nursing colds. Hindi naman COVID. A bad case of colds. So, medyo bangag ako. Pero, ang reaction ko sa issue na to, maganda na pag-usapan siya talaga ngayon. Especially now. Kasi also, ako rin confused na ako ngayon Kasi yun na nga, we've been married close to 10 years. Tapos wala na rin tayo sa dating scene.
Oo, pero medyo
hindi na ako updated sa ano na ba yung galawan ngayon sa dating scene, sa bayaran, di ba? And it's good that more and more women are have high-paying jobs, di ba? And also sa dating scene, pwede na rin mas accepted na mag-aya yung girl, di ba?
Yep.
And also yung sexuality ng Gen Z, alam ko, is more... mas fluid na and non-binary, di ba? So, ang reaction ko is curiosity talaga na parang, I wanna know kung ano nga yung tamang matakaran ngayon. Kasi...
Pero ano ba yung pakiramdam mo towards it?
Pakiramdam ko? Yun nga, I can't feel intensely pa about it.
Okay.
Kasi nga, medyo I'm not feeling well.
Yeah.
Ikaw?
Well, sobrang strong yung reaction ko that I even posted on my Instagram story. Well, first, I think kasi fundamentally, mali yung line of questioning niya.
Mm-hmm.
Yung way pa lang ng pagtatanong niya, heteronormative na. Diba sabi niya, tanong ko, sino dapat nagbayad sa date? Yung babae o yung lalaki?
Mm-hmm.
Una, hindi lang ang babae at lalaki nagde-date, di ba? Like, may range tayo, may spectrum tayo ng sogi. So, pwedeng nagde-date dalawang babae, dalawang lalaki, dalawang trans, isang cis, at isang... Alam mo yun, madami. I mean, it's a range. So, even the line of questioning kind of bothered me kasi parang, wow, itong Gen Z na to, stuck siya sa... idea of male and female lang. So, nasa-stuck siya dun sa power dynamics ng male tsaka female. So, in effect, yung conversation around it was stuck in male and heteronormative conversation. So, yung mga sumasagot, puro mga straight na babae, straight na lalaki. So, nagiging gender role siya versus, teka lang hindi siya gender entirely.
Yes.
It's power and privilege, diba? Kasi ilagay mo yung sarili mo sa queer, kunwari lesbian relationship, di null yung question. Diba?
Yung masabi nga ng mga gay friends mo na about this issue na parang, ay nako, para sa amin na walang kwenta tong issue. Natatawa sila kasi.
Natatawa sila. Or ridiculous for them kasi parang, napaka-unevolve nyo kasi. Stuck pa rin guys sa babae at sa lalaki. Sa LGBTQ relationships, iba yung walang ganyang kaartehan. Diba?
True.
Tapos, I guess kasi old-fashioned yung lalaki yung mag-provide, mga ganun. But anyway, I think you prepared a couple of questions.
Yep. Kaya nga ako ang kailangan ko, I need an update din on myself. Kasi...
Okay. O, sige, para sa'yo ba
medyo, yung belief system ko sa ganyan.
Hetero?
Oo.
Okay. So, ano ba yung belief mo? Paano ka pinalaki? Ano yung upbringing?
Lalaki magbabayad talaga.
Because, sige, himayin natin yung learning na yun or yung upbringing na yun.
Okay. I was taught from a very young age that women should be pampered.
Okay.
Women should be treated right. And... yung pinaka-basic way of expressing that is, syempre, pagkain, di ba? Food. Basic necessities, di ba? Kunwari,
I agree
kung may
with
babae
you.
Na pumunta sa bahay mo, di ba? Or kahit sinong tao, di ba? Or would you offer a glass of water, di ba? Or if not, Uy, kumain ka na ba? May ano rito, may chips rito, di ba? Or may coffee. Basic ano, basic human interaction. Manners, oo. Pero syempre, kung yun, i-level up mo yun, kung babae, tapos, I'm speaking heteronormative ha, kasi yun yung background ko.
Tsaka ano, yun yung tinuro, doon ka kinalakihan. Not necessarily mali, pero probably outdated. Can we call it that?
Oo.
Okay.
Yep. Kumbaga parang, you show respect sa babae, especially na yung dinedate mong babae, parang client, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Parang kliyente yun. Na parang, if you want to impress her, if you want to pamper her, you start with food. Yun yung kinalakihan ko. Pero, yun na nga eh, looking back now, malmay mali ba dun sa naturo sa akin or kinalakihan ko?
I think, ano naman eh, at the core of it, it's being polite eh. Tanggalin mo yung gender. Kunwari, hindi babae. Kunwari, maglalabas kayo ng friends mo. Ililibre mo.
Hindi ako, iba yung dynamic na yun. Kunwari, guy friend kami.
Oo, ano? Ano ang nangyayari?
Kunwari, hindi ano, guy friend na I'm not attracted to.
Yes.
Guy friend that I have no interest in having sex with.
But close kayo. Best friend mo. Kunwari, ganun.
Ayun. Isa pa yun. Ako rin usually, kung, if I'm, ano, kung may ipon ako and makaraket ako, I usually galante ako.
So, libre mo yung best friend mo?
Yes. Or,
okay.
Minsan, nag-aagawan kami.
Ilibre niya isa't
isa. Alam ko, may galante sa akin na tao.
Okay.
Kasi ito, I will cite an example.
Okay.
Na, how will I out-galante this guy? One of my high school friends, who's also a Telebabad listener, si Jabs.
Grabe si Jabs man libre.
Si Jabs will fight tooth and nail to pay for the bill.
Okay.
So dati nung Christmas, nag-Christmas sa Tambay, kami dalawa lang.
Mm-hmm.
Inutakan ko na siya.
Mm.
Pagkapasok namin dun sa restaurant, binigay ko na yung credit card ko dun sa waiter.
Ooh, trusting. Oo.
Na boss. Sinabi ko, mag-CCR lang ako. Pero totoo lang, binigay ko yung credit card ko dun sa Victor.
Okay.
Na yung bill, ipasok nyo dyan. Kasi alam ko, awkward yan eh. Yung pa. Hindi, ako na. Ay, hindi, ako na. Ako na. Ayoko nang ganun. So, yun, meron ako. Thankfully, ang dami kong galante friends.
Meron ka bang friend na ako ripod?
Oo naman. Meron din. Pero, strangely, marami akong galante. Isa pa si Direk Dan Villegas, yan. Isa pa yan.
Isa pa yun. Sobrang as in man libre, no?
Oo. Oh, parang, teka-teka, ako naman taya. Isa pa, Tats pa man.
Yes.
And Tanya, di ba? Tats and Tanya Ble.
Actually, oo, pag lumalabas tayo, no?
And also, alam mo yung experience ay na, teka ako naman, yung, ayoko yun na, yung ang awkward nung, hindi ako na dito, ako na rito. Yung dalawang credit card, naglalaban, na pumasok dun sa leather clip book ng waiter.
Oo.
That happened to us also when we had dinner with dinner and wine with Bea Alonzo in Vancouver. Diba?
Pero nanalo siya doon. Kasi parang
Agastown,
yung parang, assistant niya yung parang siyang basketball, diba? Nag-aagawang kayo talaga dun sa folder na hindi ako na.
Oo.
Ganun eh. Oo. Correct. Yeah. Pero yun nga eh, parang I guess sa experience natin, no, very rare tayo maka-experience ng...
Hindi, pero ito, I told you about, you know, parang ako a guy and a guy. Both heteronormative guys.
Cis.
Na galante.
Cis males. Yes.
Galante. Paano kung dalawang babae na...
Oh yeah, na, okay.
Ikaw, you and a girl or ikaw, you and a LGBTQ friend. Oh.
Well, I've been best friends with Viva since I think I've mentioned Viva a couple of episodes before. So she's my best friend since I was 5 years old. So yun, as in makikita mo ano, 'di ba? As in from binibigyan kami ng baon to us having our own money, 'di ba? So
yeah,
we always go out and it's always KKB. As in kami yung, sa kanya ako nasanay na hindi kami nagkakahiyaan na when the bill comes to us, we really read it and ano yung sa'yo, ano yung sa akin. As in, we pay, kumakano yung in order namin. Hindi siya half ng bill. Kunwari, mas mahal yung in order niya. Babayaran niya yung in order niya. Ganun. Ayun. But I think it sort of changed after we got jobs.
Gets. Isa pa yun. Actually, isa pa yun. Gets ko yun.
Kasi I think we always, you know, parang as students or as young adults, wala naman kaming ibang way of getting money other than from our parents, diba? Baon siya.
Tama.
Yun. Pero kasi, yun nga, I mean, si Viva, mas well-off yung family niya. But, at the same time, hindi man well-off yung family ko, marami akong racket. So, I get money also from painting or from graphic design, illustration, even when I was younger. Like, nagtuturo ako nung college, so meron talaga akong allowance. So, parang in terms of money in our wallets, parang medyo pareho yung laman ng wallet namin. Alam mo yun?
Gets.
To be fair kay Viva and how she's been brought up, never yun nag-credit card. Alam mo yun, yung I'll use my parents' credit card. Hindi, cash. As in, ano siya? May allowance siya talaga. So, she budgets it on her own. So, yun. Mm-hmm. But eventually, when we got jobs, syempre excited kay libre yung mga taong nagmamatter sa'yo, di ba? Mm-hmm. I guess, isa yun sa... Najijay ako dun sa TikTok thing na yun. Na parang, di ba, pag gusto mo yung person or interested ka sa person... Gusto mo siyang ilibre? Or ako lang ba yun?
Hindi ako, syempre, ako depende rin syempre where you are financially eh, diba?
At that moment.
Kasi pwede kang galante mode. Kasi marami kang nagka-raise
kasi sumweldo ka.
Diba? Or nagka-racket ka or may negosyo kang maganda, diba? I mean, not everyone naman is capable of being galante.
But which leads me to, punta tayo doon sa Wolfgang. Bakit ka magiging pretentious, di ba? If you cannot afford Wolfgang, eh di wag kayo mag-Wolfgang. Live within your means. Di ba? Or date within your means.
Or order within your means.
Oo. Diba, parang, I think yung stress comes from pretending that you can afford it. Or...
Sorry, pause. I'm not too familiar with the restaurant scene na ngayon. Yung what is Wolfgang? Wolfgang Puck?
You know Wolfgang Puck. I think he has a
yes.
chain of restaurants na ano ang parang main event sa ano niya ay steak. As in mahal yung steak. Like
so we're talking per person here, 6,000.
Maybe or hindi, I guess parang magkano ba steak? Depende sa cut, no? So, it kind of ranges from 3,000 to, let's say, 10,000 pesos. I'm inventing here. Hindi ko pa tinitingnan yung menu ng Wolfgang. Yun. But I think it's on a price on the pricier side. Yun.
Yeah, of course.
But, yun nga, I guess it, kunwari, nakikipag-date ako. Tapos nakikita ko naman na hindi ganun ka-well off yung guy. Hindi ko siya yayayain sa Wolfgang, di ba?
Wait, pero ano yun ah? Hindi ba prejudice yun? Na parang, hindi siya mukhang well off. Paano mo na-gauge yun? Sa sapatos niya? Sa damit niya? Ganun?
Well, sabagay, napahamak na ako from that assumption.
Di ba delikado rin yun?
Oh, pero
ay mukha siyang dugyot. Hindi ko siya dadalhin sa Wolfgang.
Pero kasi 'di ba parang sige, ano na lang. Hindi na lang ako mag-propose na Wolfgang tayo. Siguro sasabihin ko, okay, sure. Ito yung preferences ko. Ano yung okay sa iyo? Hindi ako mag-impose, magsasuggest.
Tsaka ako, sorry. Ako, kung hindi niyo pa kilala ang isa't isa masyado.
Ayun, isa pa yun.
Huwag naman Wolfgang or Marius, di ba? Or Sofitel, di ba?
Yeah.
So, hindi naman, oy, hi, I'd like to invite you to Spiral on our first date. Hindi, di ba? Parang ang weird naman nun. Ito, give a restaurant na, hindi, wag rin naman yung McDo tayo, di ba? Huwag naman.
Why diba? Not? Why not?
Ako, hindi conducive for a first date na
oh sige
for someone special.
Okay,
yung ito lowest tier na.
Uh-huh.
Yung affordable.
Lowest tier according to your
yes
capability. Okay.
Kenny Rogers Roasters.
Ah, okay. Yes, I get it. I get it.
Yes, so.
Yeah. May parang
taas ng konti,
casual dining. Ganun.
Yes. Tapos okay. Taas ng konti. Eight cuts burgers.
Hindi ba maka-level?
Hindi. Mas mahal.
Ah, parang hindi. Cuts. Okay. Okay.
Tapos, third tier. Na affordable naman. Not too bad. Pero maganda pa rin. Chibo.
Mahal kaya si Chibo.
Kaya nga number 3 na eh.
Okay. Okay.
Ayun, that's it for me. Kung on a first date ta.
Kakabahan din ako kung niyaya ako sa first date sa some fancy place. Kasi I would feel like...
Ako rin. Agree.
Teka, papa-impress ka masyado ah. Or parang binibilim ba ako? May ganun ng like, probably hindi naman. Pero that's how it feels to me. Parang masyadong nagpapa-impress, baka red flag yun. Parang sa akin, ano yun? Whoops!
Pero kung ano, kung nasa reality tayo ng ano, Ayala Alabang people, di ba?
Yeah, nagigets ko yun. Parang ba normal yun? Oo. Pero kung para sa akin...
Ano, let's have... I'll meet you in Molino, di ba? Ganun na.
Diba, yun nga, eh, hindi naman or, ako taga ano, Ayala Alabang, di ba?
Hindi, pero gets mo, in that bracket, iba yeah. Na yung ano.
Parang mani-mani. I mean, barya lang yun sa kanila eh. Pero yun
or
nga.
Or kung nasa mas matanda tayong bracket. Ano, yung mga dating ng mga 40s, 50s. Diba?
Baka pwede.
Manila Peninsula yan. Diba?
Yes. Actually.
Kita tayo sa Manila Peninsula ice cream.
Actually, did you, like our last, yung Christmas dinner natin with Tats and Tanya. Nag-splurge tayo sa Toyo Eatery. That was kind of expensive. But, we
yeah,
asked
but we're
them.
40, I'm 40 years old.
But we asked them.
Kasi
like,
I turned 40 years old.
But we had like
hindi,
a month.
Ano yung Christmas? Hindi, pero Christmas and birthday namin yun na pareho kaming 40.
And we had a month to financially prepare ourselves yeah. For it, diba? Yun. So hindi siya biglaan na parang, oh, magbayad ka ng ano, 5,000 plus for...
Yeah.
Pero sulit siya kasi ilang yep. Ano yun? 12 courses. I mean,
so in other words, kung ano ka, kunwari first year mo in your job, no. Sabihin sa iyo, no.
Hindi naman siguro.
I'd like to ask you out to Toyo Eatery. Ma-intimidate ka, 'di ba?
I mean, since very candid person ako, tatanungin ko siya, ikaw ba magbabayad kasi hindi ko afford 'yon.
Ah, tama.
If you want me to pitch in, can we eat somewhere else more affordable? Ganon.
Or if not, ganon. If you want me to pitch in, I can only give
yes, this
500
amount.
Pesos.
Yes. I guess, siguro ano yun, unsexy ba yun of me? Or am I too rigid because of that? Pero for me kasi, ba't ko ikakahiya yung financial status ko?
Oo, ang purpose nga ng date is getting to know you, di ba? And
diba?
That includes your status.
At saka sensitivity din yun dun sa ka-date mo, di ba? Na parang, ako nga, parang hindi siya magiging comfortable dito.
De, pero yun na nga eh, I think yung sinabi natin kanina na it shouldn't, the first date shouldn't be too fancy. Ang daming, a lot of things can go wrong.
But that's dating in general. What we're talking now, what we're talking about now, yung parang economics of ano eh, of who will pay.
Hindi, pero you know, I'm just backtracking here.
Ah, okay.
Ang first date.
Dapat
especially
casual,
hindi
no?
Kayo masyado magkakilala o casual dining.
Parang casual. Para rin non-committal kasi I think yung optics din of you being seen with another person in a very fancy date place, parang nalilegitimize na couple kayo eh, di ba?
Oh, exactly. Ang antindi ng pressure, no?
Oo. Yun. Tsaka ako, as a straight woman, yun nga, may politics or may power dynamics yun. Na parang feeling ko, ano, I'm indebted to the guy who paid for an expensive meal for me. Like, I appreciate it.
Or isa pa, no? Antonio's Tagaytay.
Pang mag-jowa na yata yun.
Pang mag-jowa na yun, ano? May ano pa, no? May drive pa, no?
Naalala ko noon, ano, nag-company, parang celebration kami. As in, buong company pinag Antonio's. As in, sinara yung Antonio's as kami lang. Tapos, ang saya talaga. As in, ang saya. Sakto birthday ko. So, ginajoke ko sa'yo, nagtitable to table ako. Parang, oh, how's your food? Okay lang kayo? O, ganun.
Ay, ikaw nagbayad?
Hindi. Ginajoke ko sa'yo. Yung nag-a-act ako, parang debut ko. Pero, tatawa na nila ako. Pero yun, wala lang.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay. Next question. Ito na. Ikaw makakasagot nito. Chivalry or equality amongst the sexes? Is this debate still relevant to the times? Ako hindi ko nasasagutin to. Ikaw ang makakasagot nito. Dahil hindi ko siya masasagot.
Why?
Kasi I haven't put my thoughts into it yet.
Okay, so I hope what I'm gonna say sort of jumpstart something sa'yo.
Yeah, go.
I think chivalry is not exclusive to straight male. Alam mo yun?
Good.
Pwede namang chivalrous ka pero yung sogi mo hindi straight man eh.
Mm.
Diba? I mean, define chivalry. O yan na lang. Para sa'yo, ano ba ang chivalry? I would like you to define it.
Baka mas maganda na i-research natin talaga definition.
Go.
Can you check the definition sa Google?
Okay. According to the Oxford Dictionary, it's the medieval knightly system with its religious, moral, and social code. So it's a combination of qualities expected of an ideal knight, especially courage, honor, courtesy, justice, and readiness to help the weak. So, siguro naman ko i-modernize natin. Wala na masyadong mga knights ngayon, di ba? Kasi...
yung mga knights ngayon, mga musicians and artists eh, no?
Oo, oh, di ba?
Sila Paul McCartney, no?
Ah, tama. Sila, if you're knighted, di ba?
Ian McKellen, di ba?
Yun. In a way, for me, tanggalin natin yung knight ha, kasi gendered yung knight probably. Yung concept ng knight. Tignan mo yung sinasabi niya.
Although, may dames din, di ba?
Pero parang I don't wanna subscribe to that. Kasi, again, gendered yung knight tsaka dame. Di ba? Parang modernize natin siya. So, let's go to the values of a knight. Di ba? So, sabi dito, courage, honor, courtesy, justice, and readiness to help the weak. Moral code siya eh.
Ako basically yung last eh. Feeling ko yun eh.
Yun. So, tingin ko, chivalry should not be dead. It should just expand beyond men, di ba?
Or should it evolve? The idea of it should evolve?
I think yung core definition niya, okay naman eh. Di ba? Pinupush moral, moral integrity siya for knights who happen to be males, to be straight men. Or we don't really know before, di ba? Wala mga historical accounts. But, kung tatanggalin mo yung pagka-gendered ng pagiging knight, yung chivalry, good value siya. So, I don't think it should be dead. Kumbaga, dapat ma-apply nga lang siya. Hindi lang siya dapat exclusive sa men. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Yun. So, in a way, I would like to think, yes, it is chivalry. Which cuts across different sexualities and gender identities. Diba?
Yeah.
Na parang, ang daming nag-react kasi dun sa post ko sa Instagram na part of the LGBT community. This is really hot lesbian na, as in, online crush ko siya, ganun. Like, crush ko talaga siya. Ang ganda-ganda-ganda-ganda niya. And yung girlfriend niya, ang hot-hot din. As in, like, I like following them. Basta, as in, they're cool. They're a cool couple. Tapos, natatawa siya. Nag-reply siya. Nakakatawa na parang, yun nga, nag-aaway daw yung mga straights over this. Tapos sila, parang, it does not become as a conversation of gender roles nga. But more of, sino nga ba yung mas may capability to provide? So, sabi ko sa kanya, and then in a way, parang, this issue sort of proves na mas better evolved ata yung mga ano, LGBT community, di ba? Kasi natanggal nila yung ano eh, yung issue of gender roles dito sa usapin na to eh, na who will pay for the bill, di ba?
What about you, Isa? Yung equality of the sexes?
Ayan, okay, sige. For me, equality is a very complicated concept, di ba? If we talk about equality, right. Parang
kasi pwede namang, tama, gets. Gets kasi parang pwedeng equality amongst the sexes nga, pero yung isa, financially, may problema, diba?
Which leads,
or yung isa pwedeng ano? Equality of the sexes nga, yung isa naman, may problema sa health, di ba?
Yes. Which leads me to intersectionality. Yung equality, hindi naman mo ma-isolate yung equality in terms of gender lang eh.
Or sexuality.
Oh, yung gender mo, may kaakibat yan na historical, economical, social privileges, di ba? Kaya ako nang gigigil doon sa lalaki na nasa TikTok kasi he packages the 50-50 or the KKB as being fair or being equal.
Okay.
Di ba pa, okay, ganito na lang. Nandito tayo, tignan mo na lang yung bansa, di ba? Tignan mo yung bansa. Punta tayo sa equality, economic equality. May billionaire, may millionaire, may middle class, may class D and E.
Tama.
Oh, kunwari, bumili tayo ng train. Di ba? Bumili tayo ng train. Let's say, 100 billion siya. Let's see. I-divide ba natin yun amongst the classes equally? Or among each of the population equally? Di ba hindi? Ideally, magbabayad yung mga billionaires ng mas malaki. Yun nga yung tax, di ba? Yung tax nga may tiers eh. Di ba? So, I would follow that rule kesa 50-50.
Kaya damaging rin sa yung patriarchy nga sa aming mga lalaki. Na parang, ikaw yung lalaki.
Yes.
Expected na dapat marami kang pera.
Yes.
At expected ikaw magbayad nito at ikaw mag-provide palagi.
Oo.
Diba? How damaging is that to our psyche? Tapos, diba, kung hindi ka makaprovide, hindi ka makapanlibre,
hindi mo pwede pa sabi.
Failure ka na kaagad.
Kasi hindi mo siya ma-express. Sarili mo pa lang, diba? Hindi mo pa masabi na, kunwari ikaw, hindi mo mabayaran, nahihiya ka pa sa akin, wag sabi.
Exactly, oo. Or sasabihin ko, babayaran ko, pero utang ako na matindi or magsusugal ako, di ba?
Which is worse. Versus,
yeah.
At tapos, kung dahil dun sa patriarchal pressure sa'yo bilang lalaki, tapos nakikita mo, mas kumikita ako sa'yo. Dahil nape-pressure ka ng society na that ikaw yung mas mag-provide, pero nakikita mo, mas kumikita ako sa'yo. Magagalit ka pa sa akin, di ba? Na parang, tayo na, bakit ikaw?
Tsaka kaya nga, di ba, yung sinasabi, yung term na emasculated. I feel emasculated.
What does that even mean?
Kumbaga, naisahan ng babae. Ganun may concept na gano'n, na parang, kung nagbayad dun sa restaurant yung babae, I feel emasculated. May ganung term kami, mga lalaki.
Yun yung root of misogyny.
Makaluma,
oo. Ano yun? Nagsasoka ng seeds of hate towards a woman? Or, ba't ka galit? Ba't ka magkagalit?
Oo. Or what if, nakipag lumabas nga ako, di ba, with a woman. Tapos itong babaeng to is someone like, sige, sabihin na natin, Bea Alonzo or Marian Rivera, who earns
more
millions,
than you.
Diba?
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Millions more than me. Aba, syempre, edi sila magbayad nung kinain namin, di ba?
Oo. Oh.
Parang isang kembot lang nila sa commercial yun.
But is it emasculating?
Dati siguro, pero now that I think about it, hindi na.
Thank you. Kasi parang dapat i-retire na natin yung emasculating as a term. Kasi what does it even mean? Diba?
Tsaka ako gusto ko i-normalize na okay na magpalibre ka sa babae.
Basta hindi lang abusado, diba? Oo.
Oo.
Oo, wag lang abusive. I guess, yun nga, going back, baka dapat i-reclaim nga natin ibig sabihin na emasculating, diba? Parang ano bang nakaka-emasculate? Kapag ano, nang api ka ng babae, diba? Yun.
Exactly.
Nakaka-emasculate. Yung parang,
or hindi ka, ano, hindi ka honest dun sa babae.
Oo, oh, yeah. Pag nag-cheat ka, emasculate ka dapat. Diba? Parang, wait lang. Bakit yung admission of limitation ay emasculating kaysa sa paggawa ng immoral? Diba? It's so weird. Mm-hmm. It's so weird.
So anyway, second to the last question. So ito na. Advice for paying bills, one each. After nasabi natin lahat nito, after we've examined all angles, nag-reflect tayo.
Oh.
Give an advice for paying bills now that it's 2022 and we have to get on with the program. Sige, ako na muna. Ako na muna. Ito, ako. So, okay, this is my advice. Umorder. Ito, ako on the receiving end ka ng libre. Umorder ayon sa ganda.
Ganda talaga. Hindi, ano ba
yun?
Grabe.
I was just joking. Umorder ayon sa gaano ka ka-close dun sa kasama mo. Hindi rin. Mali.
Pwede. Ito. Pwede. In a way. Sort of yes.
Hindi, ako umorder ayon dun sa in-order ng nanlilibre. Okay, bad example.
Teka. So, tiers yan. Kailangan na-establish ko sino yung manlilibre. Correct? Okay.
Kaya nga ito eh. Baliktad yung advice ko eh. Umorder ayon sa blank.
Tama.
Ako yung nililibre. Gets mo? Titingnan ko muna. Ayoko, ito yung tricky, di ba? O sige, kung ito yung menu, order kayo ng gusto niyo, di ba? Nope. Usually, mabagal ako doon.
Alam mo, sa totoong buhay, hindi. Lagi ka na una mag-order. Pero kasi nga, ikaw yung magbabayad.
Tsaka, alam mo, pasta ka agad, di ba?
Oo.
Yung pinakamura, pasta. Aglio olio. O, ikaw, what's your one advice?
My one advice in paying bills is... Pwede ba dalawa?
Okay, go.
Okay, sige. Kasi for me, helpful to through the years eh. Like, I would like to be proud of myself na right now, I was able to reach a point na hindi na masakit mag-share ng money or ng resources sa iba sa akin. Kasi diba may mga times tayo sa life natin na parang ang konti talaga of what we have ang hirap mag-share. So, thankful ako na nakapunta na ako dun sa point na yun. Pero, looking back, when I was still earning a little, or, alam mo yun, maliit pa talaga yung ipon ko, my dad would always tell me, meron siyang idiom, I don't know kung inimbento niya yan or paano ga-apply yan sa iba. Yung sabi niya, ano yun, yumakap ka lang dun sa poste na abot mo yung two ends of your hand. I don't know if he invented that.
Parang live within your means, below your
or,
means.
Or ano, parang...
Within your means?
Don't bite more than you can chew. Something like that. Pero yung sinabi niya, literal poste. Yung parang huwag ka raw umakap sa poste na hindi mo daw abot yung dalawa mong kamay.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, useful guide yun, di ba? Na parang know your limits. In a way. Di ba? Na hindi ka... magre-red alert, hindi ka mangungutang, yun. So, which I think is connected to my advice. So, yung advice ko ay, be assertive about naman your limits. Huwag ka mahiya sa limitations mo.
O, alam diba? Mo, totoo yan. Can I just interject? Kailangan tong ikwento. I went to Singapore with my band.
Yes. Us to Evil Zero, right?
Yeah, lima kami. So, after our gig, sumeldo na, di ba? Binigyan na yung TF namin ng organizer. Gusto ng bandmates ko mag chili crab rice. And that's expensive, chili crab. Pero sikat yan sa Singapore, di ba? So ayun, nag-order ng chili crab rice yung bandmates ko. Eh ako, ayoko ng ano, tipid mode ako ng konti.
At saka una, hindi ka kumakain nun. Oh.
Exactly, oo. So yun, I was assertive enough. Sinabi ko, hindi, magsiseparate bill ako.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have my own, mag-order ako ng noodles ko.
Yeah.
Tapos hindi ako kukuha dyan. Ayun, so two bills. Yun yung sinasabi mong assertiveness.
Oh, be assertive. Or sige, kasi medyo mas madali maging assertive with friends, di ba? But in the context of dating, kunwari, punta tayo dun sa paklout tweet na Wolfgang. If you ask someone out on a date, and the person said, atara Wolfgang tayo, and you know that you cannot afford it, sabihin mo na lang, hey, I really wanna hang out with you, but I don't think I can afford Wolfgang. Can I ask if you have another preference na medyo afford ko, maybe within this budget?
Or alam mo, what's sweeter pa? Or more mas romantic pa? Uy, medyo hindi ko kaya lumabas ngayon pagluto kita.
Kung magaling ka magluto, di ba?
Sabagay.
Pero...
Tapos hindi ka pala magaling magluto.
Hindi kasi nakakataho. Hindi, pero kasi pag pinagluto, parang nakaka-pressure din yun. Hindi, oh, sa pressure din yun kasi pupunta pa sa bahay mo. First date eh. So, di sabihin mo na lang na parang hindi mo afford, ito yung budget na afford mo. Can you pick a place that's within my budget? Kasi, what's wrong with saying your budget?
Correct.
Kesa ma-disappoint yung mga tao. I mean, applicable to any form of bayaran, di ba? Mapapunta pa yan sa production, di ba?
Yung dates kasi feeling ko, it's also a gauge of finances. Are we financially compatible?
Yeah. Or yung spending habits ba natin ay pareho?
Oo.
Diba?
Oo. Am I a Manila Peninsula guy or not? Diba?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Pero may nakita rin kasi ako sa TikTok na ano yung reaction dyan. Na parang meron din daw kasi na medyo freeloading or / social climbing na parang in a group, let's say office or barkada or acquaintance.
Yung maraming kinain tapos hindi magbabayad.
Oo. Nakakatawa yung isang TikTok doon. Sabi, ano daw yung mga technique ng mga umiiwas magbayad pag andyan na yung bill. Yung parang, siyara ko. Ganon. Or may kausap nila sa phone. So nalilimutan niya mag-pitch in. Ganon. May mga ganon. Hindi ko natapos eh. But, yun. Medyo, ano din. Off din naman. But you'd know naman kapag ina-abuse ka na eh. Diba? I guess another, last na ba natin tong question?
Yep.
Magkikwento lang ako nung parang 50-50. Kwento na why it does not work and how assertiveness kind of works. So when I was a junior na sa advertising, meron akong boss na lagi siya nagyayaya sa expensive restaurants, kunari Italianis, ganyan. Braysome tayo doon, ganun. Tapos pagbayaran na, okay, KB.
Oh my God.
Eh syempre parang magkano lang yung sweldo ko noon, 11,000. Kumbaga yung parang 400 peso meal for my boss. I mean, wala lang yun sa kanya. Pero for me, yung 400 peso meal, malaki na yun. So sige, siguro umabot to 2 to 3 times yan. Tapos nung evaluation ko, tinanong nila na parang, is there anything you want to discuss? Ganyan. So yun, sinabi ko yun na parang, is it okay if hindi na lang sa mahal na restaurants mag-brainstorm kasi hindi ko po siya afford. Or kung gusto niyo po talagang sa mahal na restaurant mag-brainstorm, ilibre niyo na lang po ako kasi hindi ko talaga afford.
Tama.
Yun, di ba? Parang, I guess it's a mix of...
That's being assertive.
And also as a boss, di ba? Parang, dapat sensitive ka din sa financial situation ng mga tao mo, di ba? Na hindi lahat. Alam mo yun.
Tsaka ako kung brainstorm siguro, dapat hindi Italianis, more yung neutral ground, parang Starbucks, di ba? Or Figaro.
Yeah, somewhere na yung mga tama ka order ng something they can afford. Or
yes. Oh.
Pero ako kasi, kung ako yung nagyaya, out. Especially sa work. Kunwari, gusto ko ng other place. Like, break. Ganyan. O, tara, mag-cafe tayo. I would take it upon myself to pay for whatever yes. they order. Kasi tama. Ako yung nagyaya. Tapos, ano siya eh, parang we can do it without going out eh. Ano siya, luho siya, di ba? Ano siya, additional expense.
What I would have done with your boss before, being a passive-aggressive person,
ano?
Order ako ng garlic bread and water sa harap niya. Tapos, yung mukha ko, mukhang super kawawa.
Grabe!
Tapos sasabihin ko, I really can't think, boss, because I'm only eating garlic bread. That's the passive-aggressive way. Garlic bread and ano, I'll level up. Salt and pepper. Yung salt and pepper
grabe,
shakers.
Grabe! Passive-aggressive.
I would put the salt and pepper. I would put salt and pepper on my fingers. Eat the salt and pepper. And then drink water. Sabihin ko, boss, hindi ako makaisip dahil this is the only thing I can afford in Italian is the salt and the pepper.
90s comedy movie eh. Parang yung hati-hati tayo eh.
Oh, hot. So, kwento natin yun. So, in Alabang Girls, di ba? This is a nice way to end the episode. So, yung the usual barkada, Andrew E., Jano Gibbs.
Ano sila, di ba? Nasa Alabang
Dennis
Gilid.
Oh.
Kasi, Alabang
tapos
Gilid.
Tapos pumunta sila sa Alabang Country Club, di ba?
Oo.
Kasi crush sila yung mayayaman eh, di ba na girls?
Oo, Alabang so, girls.
Sabi ng waiter, tagal nyo na rito ah. Di pa kayo mag-order, anong order nyo? Tapos, nanibistik yung menu, di ba? Aha, O sige boss, isa kaming hot tea. Hati-hati kami. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alabang
girls. Pero, kidding aside, after nun na, nung nalaman niya nung ibang mga boss, sinabihan siya na parang, uy, bakit ka naman ganon? Tapos, so nung parang napunta kami sa isang project ulit, tapos kakain kami, sabi niya, ako nalilibre na kita. Sabihin mo na naman, di kita nalilibre. Ginagana na niya ako. So, ikaw, okay, thanks.
Okay, good. That's
ganon.
Good. That's good.
Tapos nung medyo, yun nga, na-promote na ako, tumaas na yung sweldo ko, nililibre ko naman siya. So, it was a candid, alam mo yun, my assertiveness did not ruin our working relationship.
Shit, na-realize ko with this episode.
Ano?
Yung ganitong social experiences, talagang ano, no? You really need the skill of reading the temperature of the room. No?
For reading the room. Kasi
I mean, pinag-aaralan mo yung dynamics, di ba?
Yung ano ba, yung energy.
Micro expressions nung manlilibre, nung ililibre, or kailangan medyo ma-Sherlock Holmes ka na through the little details, alam mo na okay, baka mahirapan siya magbayad dito sa Italianis. Gets mo?
But, alam mo, dahil just a realization, may isa pa akong realization.
Ano?
Our memories, our experiences, we had a room to read. But now, most relationships are virtual. So, meron talagang digital persona, di ba? Pwedeng yung kausap mo sa Bumble appears like super duper rich, Alabang girl, pero hindi pala. So, how would you know unless you are assertive, di ba?
Also, so, yung tinatawag na scamfluencers, di ba? Ngayon.
Yes. Oh.
Si favorite mo? Si Anna Delvey. Anna Delvey. There you go.
You look pa. Yan, sabi niya. Yun. Diba, you cannot know for sure unless you be more
tama.
Direct, straightforward about it. And even sa work, diba? Like, I wouldn't know the living conditions of my teammates, unless they tell me, di ba, ba't ako magpapakanosy na, tingin nga ng bahay nyo, di ba hindi naman?
Or sa Zoom nga ngayon, bawal na yung, hoy, ipakita mo yung sarili mo sa camera na obligatory, di ba?
Oh, and, alam mo yun, we present ourselves the way we want to present ourselves, and finances are quite private, so mahirap talaga mag-assume.
Totoo, totoo.
So, just be assertive. Yun.
Kaya nga, maganda na may episode tayo na ganito kasi it's a really tricky situation and ang daming factors to consider.
Yeah.
And so many, ang daming versions ng situation na to, di ba?
Tsaka na yung unspoken, outdated rules.
Exactly.
Ang daming... Tapos I think kasi as a culture yun nga, passive-aggressive tayo mga Pilipino, di ba? And mahiyain. So parang, yun nga, para ma-afford yung date, uutang.
Sobrang hiya factor sa food na parang, di ba? Yung sabi nga nila, di ba?
Oo.
Tawagin mo nang magnanakaw ang Pilipino, wag mo lang tatawagin patay gutom.
That's kind of a wrong sense of ano, no, priorities. But, yeah.
But anyway, so yun, Pod Pals, how did you find this episode? We hope that na-enlighten naman kayo kahit papano. Or if not...
may ma-add ba kayo sa conversation?
Yes,
did we
exactly.
miss anything?
Kasi yun. Masalimuot tong situation na ganito nga na na-bring up. Who pays for dinner?
Tsaka kasi, di ba, parang remember in high school, we had parang manners class. Di ba? I don't know if meron pang ganon. Oh, parang kailangan ng i-update yung manners, yung social manners class.
Uh-oh.
It should be beyond like which fork to use for your salad or like how to sit down like an English lady, 'di ba? It should be beyond that.
Exactly. Yun, so Pod Pals, hope you enjoyed this episode. Do join the conversation on Facebook groups
and join our Discord. I'll share it on our episode description. Any more ano last realizations, Wincy?
Ako wala na. That's it.
Ako, ano, siguro idadagdag ko. I'm genuinely concerned with how the influencers and opinion leaders, if we can call them that, are like yung... Nakaka-worry to kasi podcaster tong batang to. So parang I hope he learns more. I hope he, alam mo yun, i-update niya ang kanyang idea of what's ideal, what's cool, what works. So parang nakaka-bother lang yun sa akin. And yun, and last, gusto ko lang like last one bit. I think paying for the bills should not be a gender thing. It should be more of a privilege and access to money thing. And inequality or equality rather is not about, alam mo yan, let's not be shallow na equal is like one half. Alam mo yun, i-study natin yung equality, yung concept ng equality or inequality in a deeper sense. Diba? Parang, huwag tayo magpaka-sudo-matalino.
50-50 is not, does not equal. Necessarily mean equality. Pwedeng 60-40 is equality.
Yes.
Pwedeng 70-30 is equality.
Yes.
Pwedeng 90-10 is equality.
Yes. Equality is about, ano yun nga, having the access to the resources. Diba? So, yun, hindi porke nakasalamin, eh matalino na. Kasi diba tong batang may salamin, buwisit talaga eh.
Mm-hmm.
Yun lang. I hope you like the episode, Pod Pals. Sorry, it's not Stranger Things again.
Pasensya na kayo sa Stranger Things, tsaka na yun.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, now we've come to the part of the show where we read out comments and messages from the past episode. This is
Pod Pal Answering Machine.
Okay, Pod Pal Answering Machine. So This is for the episode Music Movies. So ako muna. This comes from a certain letter C. Initial CP.
Okay.
You mentioned Begin Again, but I love the other two John Carney films too, which are Sing Street and Once. We haven't seen those, right?
Parang ako, ano lang, a little bit of Sing Street, pero parang wala ako sa mood, so hindi ko masyado pa pinanood.
And don't forget that other Irish band film, The Commitments, of course. Yan, The Commitments. I love that movie. All of them have my favorite, putting the band together, putting a team together, trope scene. Ayun.
Tama naman.
Kaya ako to pinili because of the last sentence. Sumagot ako. Oh. Yes to this, I always love a recruitment montage, especially for heist films and music movies too. So thank you very much, CP, for giving your comments.
Yeah. Tsaka kasi, oh, ano, pag ano, recruitment vignette, parang in a way malaman mo kung ano yung motivation ng mga tao agad.
So exciting rin kasi parang, di ba usually montage, may ano yun, may accompanying music din. Tapos mabilis yung cuts, di ba?
Yeah. Okay, so my turn. So this is from our Discord, oh, di ba? I mean, I guess na parang may certain divide, which is fine with me. Na parang merong mga mas active sa Facebook, tapos merong mas comfortable mag-share ng thoughts nila sa Discord. So, for me, okay lang wherever they express it. So, I'm picking one from Discord. Kasi napapansin ko, mas mahaba yung kwento nila sa Discord. I guess kasi mas private siya or something. Or kasi sa Facebook, di ba, kahit private group siya, parang may pakiramdam ka na public siya. Ayun. Anyway. Okay. So, kung sino man yung nagsabi nito, alam mo na kung sino ka. Sabi niya, super napasaya ako ng episode ng music movies. Wish ko lang na meron akong talent sa music. Kaya naman super interesting sa akin ng music movies na may deep dive sa industry at iba pa. I've watched Begin Again and it was an instant fave. It's so good. The entire album became part of my commute jam. That's really gulat siya eh. Si Greg Alexander ang gumawa ng music. Kaya naman pala ang taas ng kalidad ng OST ng Begin Again. Amazing. The storytelling was excellent too because the universe felt lived in. Hindi disconnected ang mga external factors sa inner story ng characters. Example, clothes they wear and the way they speak. I was also pleasantly surprised that you mentioned Solanin because to say I love manga is an understatement. Ayala Museum once had an exhibit about several manga and they had a recreation of Meiko and Taneda's apartment room and na pwede ka umupo doon, magtatanggal lang ng shoes para makapasok. May TV sa floor, books, and it was so enchanting. Sitting in that room, feeling ko iyak ako if I stayed too long. Buti na lang may susunod na papasok sa room, umalis na din ako kaagad. Ang galing, parang for a brief moment andun ako sa mismong loob ng kwento. So there for me, a good music movie has excellent storytelling through the music and the small details. That when you see the characters on screen, nakakapaniwala na isa silang musician. Have you been there? Parang, Mr. Make It Makati ka pa ba nung nag-exhibit yun? Yung Ayala Museum.
Nandun ako for the Francisco Coaching exhibit.
Yung manga exhibit. Inabutan mo
hindi, ba yun? Hindi yata. Hindi yata ako nakapunta ron. Pero ang ganda ng experience siguro.
Oo nga eh. Shit. It would be nice to have something like that for Filipino films, right? Like,
or also Filipino comics.
Yes. Na as in, nandun yung parang set, tapos paso ka dun. It would be nice. Well, that's for our Pam.
If you want to be featured in our PodPal Answering Machine segment, do join our Facebook groups and our new Discord group. Join the conversation. And be part of Telebaba Tapes.
Yep. I'll constantly share the Discord invite. Kasi for some reason, kahit sinset ko siya to never expiring, minsan nag-expire siya. I don't know. It's something, maybe it's my mistake.
It's only been less than 2 weeks and ang dami ng Discord members.
Oh, nakakatuwa.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation.
Just search Telebaba Tips.
Same Telebaba time?
Same Telebaba channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.